Venture, Brian Jennings, Executive Vice President, American Coalition for Ethanol.
Brian, today two congressmen announced a renewable fuels standard change. They're calling it the RFS Flexibility Act. What is your reaction to this?
Well, this piece of legislation, if enacted, would set the country back decades. The renewable fuel standard is the most effective public policy change adopted by Congress to ensure that we increase the production and use of domestic biofuels, thereby reduce the use of oil. If we were to enact this legislation and cut the RFS by half or even by a third, we would still continue to need certain amounts of transportation fuel, and that fuel would come from foreign oil. And so this is really a poor piece of legislation.
All right. Now, reading the legislation, do you see it as, you said 50% or 25%? Is it set in stone?
As I understand it, it would reduce the renewable fuel standard by as much as 50%, which would be the most severe cut it would make if the stocks-to-use ratio were at 5% or less. And I think the trouble we have with is that's twisted logic. It's using a snapshot in time. The stocks-to-use ratio is one piece of data, but probably not the only piece of data that ought to be used when looking at corn use and corn demands. Frankly, using this logic, if the stocks-to-use ratio were much greater and we had a huge surplus of corn at the end of the year, maybe we ought to increase the renewable fuel standard so we can make more corn ethanol. I don't think the opponents of ethanol would want that, but that's the logic they're applying to this in trying to reduce the RFS.
The renewable fuels groups came out in tandem today opposing this legislation, but you understand the concern of livestock producers who have to feed their livestock and are paying high prices that they're not used to paying. And they cited layoffs in the poultry industry, pork, beef, all the way down the line. Is there a compromise? Is there something that can, that each side can send out an olive branch to the other, if you will?
Well, agriculture ought to work together more than we have been, and particularly when it comes to the issue of biofuels. I think I have a lot of members, Julie, that are investors in ethanol plants that feed hogs or feed cattle. They don't seem to have the same problems as some of these national organizations do. They're feeding the distiller's grain product, which is a full third of that kernel that's processed through an ethanol plant, as you know, that goes back to the livestock feeding industry. They're using that product, whether it's a dairy or a beef cattle feedlot, or even with pork, although they can use less with pork, of course, but they don't seem to have the same gripe. Now, there are probably limits on how far we can go, and that's why the renewable fuel standard essentially caps the amount of corn ethanol that qualifies for RINs at 15 billion gallons. We're very close to that point right now. We'll probably produce almost 14 billion gallons of corn ethanol in the year 2011. Short of that, probably 13.5 or 13.7 billion gallons. But, we're getting close to that limit in terms of what the law allows for. We're not working to try and increase that, certainly at this stage. And I would like to see us work more closely together with those that we can work with in the livestock industry on this, yes.
And the two congressmen supporting this are from states outside of the traditional, what we consider the Corn Belt. Also, the people that they had at the conference call today were not representative of the states that are within the so-called Corn Belt. So why do you think this is happening?
Well, I think some of the opponents of ethanol, frankly, smell blood in the water, or they think they smell blood in the water. They know that the tax credit, the volumetric excise tax credit, is going away at the end of the year, and I think they would like to kick ethanol when ethanol is down. I think they're going to run into an incredible amount of resistance in Congress, however. There's strong support, bipartisan support for the renewable fuel standard. Not only is this something that corn ethanol industry supports, but cellulosic ethanol and advanced biofuel, the biodiesel industry obviously supports this. Not to mention the fact that EPA really already has a lot of flexibility, and if a legitimate case can be made that there's insufficient or inadequate availability of corn to meet all of the demands, the EPA administrator already can go in and adjust that renewable fuel standard. So I don't think this legislation is a real threat to the industry. I think it's more, it poses more of a headline type risk to the industry, but it's something we don't want to see obviously happen.